It's time to talk some technology with our guru, Jeff Quattromani. How are we doing today, mate?
I'm really well. How are you?
Not too bad. You found something surprising at your place with a new security camera, I believe.
Look, sometimes you just don't know what goes on at your place when you're not looking. And, you know, for me, I've got security cameras around the home, but I've got nothing in the paddocks or even further down the back. And I started testing a camera that doesn't rely on Wi-Fi or power or anything like that. It's a 4G battery-powered security camera, which means that I can put it realistically anywhere I like in Australia and start to monitor whatever it looks at.
That's an amazing piece of technology. So first of all, the footage that it takes, where does it store that information?
So it, because it's 4G connected, it can store it to the cloud automatically, but it's also got a micro SD card slot as well. So if for whatever reason your SIM card fails or there's no reception, it will still store on the camera itself. But for me, I get a notification on my smartphone whenever it detects motion, or even if it detects animals, which in this case, I found five deer walking past my home, and I had no idea that there was deer in my paddocks. It was crazy.
Oh, dear. So how's it powered? You say it's battery operated. How many batteries, how long do they last?
It takes one large sort of lithium battery that's built into the camera. But so far, they're saying it will get at least a month of battery life. But I actually think I may get further than that, because the way I've got it configured is not to notify me about any motion. I don't want to know about the tree moving in the background. I want to know about objects. So I've got to own this up to tell me if there's an animal detected or a person detected. And that means reducing the battery life to make sure I'm not going to get, you know, have it working unnecessarily.
So the night vision is good?
The night vision is not too bad. I mean, when I look at the actual footage of the deer, I could make out that they were deer and not goats, but it was reasonable. The camera has got a little spotlight as well to let it see a little bit better in the dark, but the day footage is really more impressive. It's a full high-definition resolution video, and it's pretty good. I think it's actually really good for people who go camping, and maybe you're leaving your tent to go for a bushwalk. You can set that camera up to monitor what you've left behind. Or if you're a tradie, having one actually on the ute, for example, monitor your car when you're not near it as well, because people do get tools stolen. So given it's a 4G camera, I think the applications for it are wider than just what I'm using it for.
Mate, I think plenty of people around the Upper Hunter could find an application for that. That's the Arlo Go 2 security camera. Now, I'm a big user of the streaming services. We've got Netflix, and I'm surprised to read that Disney Plus has overtaken it.
I was very surprised to hear this. And I think what we're starting to see is, you know, content is king. And for me, I always look at what's coming up on Netflix or other streaming services. And if you look at what Disney Plus has been doing with the Star Wars series that they've been developing and the whole catalogue of movies, it is quite appealing for a lot of people. Whereas Netflix, I haven't seen a good TV series come from them in-house in some time, and all these competitors surrounding them, and especially brands like Netflix, like Disney, they're taking so much of the content away that Netflix used to have on their platform.
Yeah, look, Netflix, no matter how much money they spend, they seem to create rubbish. As far as Disney's concerned, when we first got it, I thought, you know, this is just Disney films, but then they added the Star Channel, if you will, or catalogue, which is a great collection of movies. There's plenty to watch there.
Yeah, that's the thing. There is, and especially for the kids, obviously, being all of the Disney franchise, there is so much content there. And for me, as a Star Wars nerd, I'm pretty happy to see all the stuff they're doing in that place as well.
Ditto. In fact, there's a good series that's coming out very soon. Also, you can watch your Disney Plus on a new TV that LG has demonstrated. Tell us about it.
Look, if you can afford this one, first of all, it's a 97-inch OLED TV. Oh. So this is a giant, giant television. But that aside, the technology that they're actually demonstrating as well is there's no speakers, no real speakers built into the TV at all. What they're doing is they're using that display, that big 97-inch screen, as one speaker. And what they're doing is effectively creating vibrations through the screen to emulate sound. And I haven't seen technology like this before. It is quite a new thing to see that, you know, if you take the speakers out of the TV, it can now be even thinner. But they say the sound can actually be better as well. So if you can afford a 97-inch TV, it now has built-in speakers in the display. But I'm thinking that if you can afford a 97-inch TV, maybe you'll be able to afford a soundbar or proper surround sound as well.
That's an excellent point. I mean, look, at that size, they don't even need to muck around with putting any kind of speakers in, because you're just going to get a nice soundbar or theatre system or something like that to attach to it.
Agreed. I mean, to be honest, this TV will retail for $36,000. So, yes.
I'll get two.
Why not?
All right, Jeff, thank you very much. As always, mate, you have a good week. We'll talk more technology on the 100% 100 Breakfast Show next Wednesday.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.